Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog, wishing you a happy Halloween. I'm wearing my Halloween costume. How about a Halloween story? There is a little town at the edge of things called Shadowick. It is a small town. It has small streets with small houses and a tractor store that used to sell tractors, but doesn't anymore. And at the edge of the small town is a farm. There is a for sale sign on the farmhouse. The sign is crooked and sun faded, and the windows of the farmhouse are all boarded up. Nobody lives there. The apples in the orchard just drop to the ground and turn to mush. Nobody eats them but the bunnies and the birds and the coyotes and the worms. At the edge of the Shadowick farm is a boneyard, which is a place where the bodies of old cars and trucks and tractors and bicycles go to rust in the rain and snow. Their doors hang open and sometimes squeak in the wind. Their wheels are bent. Anything useful in the boneyard has long since been unbolted and carried away. In the back seat of one of the rusting cars with busted out windows, there's a round divot in the cracked upholstery where a dog used to curl up and sleep on long road trips. One day, when he felt too tired and too old to make his way back home to the farm, he went to the boneyard and curled up in his usual spot in the car that had stopped running a long time ago, and he turned into a skeleton there. Don't cry for him. He didn't need anything that he didn't have. He was at peace in the sunniest spot in the boneyard. He would have stayed there forever, curled up on that back seat, with the sunbeams and spiders for companions, no one knowing he was there. But for one stroke of Halloween magic, a crow flying overhead dropped a pumpkin seed near the rusted out car. The pumpkin seed landed in the muck where it sprouted and turned into a pumpkin plant. And the pumpkin plant turned into a pumpkin vine that crawled up and around the car and bloomed full of bright yellow pumpkin flowers that reached for the sun. One of the flowers grew into a little yellow pumpkin, and that little pumpkin grew and grew and grew into a giant pumpkin that shone bright orange in the light of a Halloween moon. The full moon shone. As you know, pumpkins have fairy tale magic. It clings all around them. And when the pumpkin shone while the coyotes howled and the Halloween moon hung high and bright in a black, cold October sky, the fairy tale magic happened. It swirled and sparkled and burst. The little burst of magic looked, as magic does, for someone to grant wishes to. Not finding anyone there at all, the fairy tale magic settled on the skeleton bones of the dog. Since he had no wishes of his own, the fairy tale wished a wish for him. It gave him a ghostly dog body made of full moonlight. The dog stretched and yawned in his ghostly dog body and stood up in the back seat. Well, as soon as the dog had a body, he began to have wishes of his own. He looked out at the boneyard, at the deserted farm, and he wanted to run and play. He leapt out of the rusty old car and began running through the farm towards the cornfield next door. Because the fairy tale magic clung to him, his wishes came true. So that when he saw a scarecrow girl drooping against a fence post in the cornfield, hardly anything left of her but a hat, a few pieces of straw, and some tattered bits of fabric, he wished she could run and play with him. He once had a girl who would throw a ball for him and chase him around the farm, and he wished the scarecrow was a real girl like that, a real friend. Well, the fairy tale magic settled on the scrappy scarecrow, and she lifted her head and smiled. Her rumpled pants and shirt filled with ghostly light, and she jumped down off the fence to run through the cornfield, while the dog yipped and raced and span circles around her in delight. Through the old farm they danced, the skeleton dog and the scarecrow girl, climbing up onto old machines and hay bales and hopping down off fence posts. They ran and laughed and played until they were thirsty for the creek water that trickled in the distance. So down to the creek bed they went, where the dark water sparkled in the night full of starlight. They drank the sweet, clean water. Then the dog sniffed the black, cold October air and noticed there were bones poking out of the muddy cliffs across the creek bed. The dog could smell the bones and he wanted to chew on them, to taste them. But they were so far away. They peeked out high up in the mud of the tall, steep cliffs behind the creek. The ghost dog was too scared to cross the creek, and he knew he couldn't climb those high muddy cliffs anyway, but he wished for the bones on the far side of the creek. And there they were, in a big pile in front of him and his scarecrow friend. As the fairy tale magic settled on that pile of bones, they began to assemble into a skeleton. The skeleton had a long spine and a long tail. It had lots of ribs. The skeleton had long bony feet with long bony toes, and on top of everything, a big, bumpy, bony head the size of a baby elephant's rolled into place. The dog and the scarecrow wished they knew what kind of creature the skeleton was, and before their eyes, its bones turned the bright white color of moonlight, and its body fleshed out with ghostly light. It was a baby Pachyrhinosaurus. The girl and the dog and the Pachyrhinosaurus all had the same idea. Let's splash and play and run and laugh. The Pachyrhinosaurus was so big, the little scarecrow and the dog could hang off her huge head frill and sit on her back like a king and queen riding in a caravan. The full moon shone all around them. The baby Pachyrhinosaurus opened her beak and sang a dinosaur song while the coyotes howled on the prairies. Then she ate all the sweet corn she could find in the cornfield. But as the moonlight began to fade and the sky began to turn from black to a dark blue, as the crickets began to sing and the birds began to stir in their nests, the baby Pachyrhinosaurus began to whimper. Now that she had a body, she had wishes too. She wished to be with her herd. Pachyrhinosauruses are scared of being all alone. They want most of all to be safe in a big group of other Pachyrhinosauruses. The scarecrow and the dog could feel that the magic that clung to them was getting weaker and weaker. And they knew that before the sun came up, they would have to wish their last wish. And that for the wish to come true, all three of them would need to wish the same wish as hard as they could. They listened to the soft cries of their new friend, and they wished for her. They wished with her. They wished for a herd of dinos to rise up out of the earth. But the sun was rising fast. The coyotes stopped howling and they curled up to sleep, and the crows were winging in the sky. The bunnies were yawning in their burrows and thinking about peeking their little bunny noses out. The bones of the great beasts rattled in the deep dark earth, from Glacier County to Grand Prairie. They were spread out so far, all up and down Horseshoe Canyon, all the way through Alberta and Montana. And there just wasn't enough fairy tale night magic left to raise the bones of that ancient herd. The bones rattled like drumsticks. They rolled like bowling balls, but they didn't rise up. They settled back into the deepest of deep sleeps. The dog knew what he had to do. Back to the boneyard. He herded the scarecrow girl and the baby dinosaur back through the cornfield, back past the trickling creek, back to the rusted oak car at the edge of the farm, with a giant orange pumpkin growing next to it. And as the sun rose, they collapsed back into a pile of bones and straw and a hat. They weren't sad. They're together. And they have no wishes or wants. They have all the time in the world to wait patiently for another Halloween night when, perhaps, the fairy tale full moon pumpkin magic will stir once again in the boneyard.